Hey everybody, what's up? This is Gary from MyVideoGameNews.com, and today I am talking to you. I'm talking to you about Google and entering the video game market. Google is set to announce something this week, something within the next day or so. So if you are listening to this podcast, chances are Google has already announced their hardware. And I wanted to get in a show real quick, a podcast real quick, talk about my thoughts, my hopes, my dreams, all that kind of stuff for this new Google, whatever it is. And then we'll talk about it later on in the week as well, because hopefully it'll be officially unveiled and shown to the public, and we'll discuss it. So I wanted to get kind of like a before and after and see how close, my thoughts were. So in case you don't know, GDC is this week, which is the Game Developers Conference. Google has teased that they are going to be announcing some sort of hardware or something. They're going to be changing the game. They definitely have the money for it. But I originally thought it was going to be just basically a streaming box. So, you know, you buy this box or whatever and you stream your games and on your merry way you go. But as I dug a little bit deeper, it does seem like they are hiring high-profile people in order to, you know, for their games division. I rumored this a while ago on my YouTube channel, and I also reported it last week on the website about them, you know, possibly showing. They even they sent out a teaser. It was a 30-second teaser showcase, I guess. I don't know. It looked like high definition wallpaper, if you ask me. But they looked gorgeous, right? I don't know. I don't know what could it be, what they're gonna be doing, because now I'm wondering if it's actually gonna be some physical media as well. So maybe they'll release two versions of whatever they're gonna be releasing of their system. But it definitely fits in their ecosystem. And if any of you have Google, you know, Google Home devices, I'm wondering if, you know, voice is going to be a big part of it. But it does seem like they're going to be entering the video game realm, the video game world, however you want to call it, in a big way. And I think that we should take notice. I say it like that because a lot of the first party stuff from Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony will only be found on Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony, right? So it'll be interesting to see if they have if they have any first party stuff to display for the system. And if you're worried about that, the other rumor is that Sega is actually working with them for this, whatever this console is. So it is set to be released. It is set to be shown this week, probably by the time you hear this. But I wouldn't count them out, because they haven't even shown anything yet, but I would definitely take notice. Google has billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. It is nice to see that some more people are entering the video game space with this and Madbox, which I actually don't think is ever going to come out. The next generation of consoles, such as PlayStation 5, as well as Xbox, as well as possible Nintendo Switch, either Revision or Nintendo Switch Pro, which I still believe is coming. We'll see about that. I think competition is a good thing, and I hope that Google can make a competition out of it. It will be interesting to see what direction they go. And by that, I mean, what's going to be their angle? Nintendo's usually innovation. The Nintendo Switch you could take with you on the go. PlayStation, to me, is more of a pure gaming machine. It has some of the best games ever created. And Xbox is more like a media center where, you know, you could do a lot with the system. So I'm very, very eager to see what their angle is going to be. Are they going to be a diskless system? Are they going to be a streaming only system? Or is there going to be some sort of physical media with the system? So, or maybe they'll come out with something that, you know, you can use keyboard and mouse. So, you know, who knows what they're going to be doing. And we have seen that with PlayStation 4 and Xbox, where you can actually use a keyboard and mouse. So this week we should know more details, about the system, and I'm going to be reporting, like I said, before and after. So this would be the before episode. I wanted to just at least briefly mention it, just in case you missed it. But if you did it, I mean, are you guys excited about it? I'm cautiously optimistic. I think that's always my thing on video games, I guess. I'm cautiously optimistic. Of course, you know, if history teaches us anything, you know, other people have tried and failed entering the video game realm, but I don't think they had the billions and billions and billions of dollars that Google has. You know, Google could make a really big impact if they wanted to. So I think it's going to break down to what games are going to be shown, what advantages they're going to have over the competition. And I think I think a big one is going to be also when this thing will be released. I think that people are waiting for the next generation of systems, even though I feel like these have been out, like, not too long, the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, but they've been out for a while. They've been out for, I think, 5 or 6 years now, you know, and by the time they come out with their respective systems, it'll be 6 or 7 years. So I think people are really wanting something new and wanting something fresh and wanting something big, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see how they approach the release of this, whatever this is, the system. If, again, they come out with, you know, physical media and stuff, it's going to be tough because that's shelf space. Excuse me. If you haven't noticed, I have a bit of a cough. So it's going to be interesting to see whether they push the digital side of it or, you know, or if you choose. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I think Google has the money. I think they have the backing. We'll see what the whole Sega deal is. And I'm excited. I'm excited. I think competition, like I've stated before, is a good thing. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they scored any high-profile games or high-profile exclusives or anything like that, or if they're going to market it to be something completely different. So let me know what you guys think. Get a hold of me somehow, whether it be on my videogamenews.com, which is my website. Get a hold of me on Anchor FM, which is the it's the app that I use to record my podcasts. If you're on Twitter, make sure you follow me at MVGN. Get a hold of me on there. Either shoot me a tweet or DM me. If I'm following you, you can feel free to DM me anytime. I love to hear from you guys. But yeah, we'll see what I wonder if they're going to be calling it like the Google Box or like the Google Game System or you know, if it has some kind of cool name to it. I think that'd be neat if it had its own. We'll see. We'll see what happens this week. So I'm excited about it. I'm trying to keep my hype or whatever in check. I usually get very, very excited about these things. It's something that I've always loved, and it's something that you know, that I like to see. So, just video games in general, I guess. So it's always nice to see someone else trying to push the envelope, push the bar, and it will make Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, I think, better companies in the long run because you know, they're the kings of the castle right now, and we'll see if Google could make a big splash or Google could make a dent in this realm. So let me know what you guys think, and thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm going to be back in like 2 or 3 days for another podcast, so be sure to hit subscribe. GDC is going on as we speak, or as you listen to this podcast, so be sure to hit up the website, or like I said, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, because I'm going to be doing a lot more shows this week in particular, just because there's a lot going on. And it's easy for me to pick up my phone and record a podcast and just share it with you guys. So thanks for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.